This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A third of Israelis age 60 and older, about 420,000, have received a coronavirus booster shot, according to Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Sunday. Israel's booster shot campaign began 10 days ago and uses the Pfizer vaccine. Israel became a vaccination leader early in the pandemic, with about 5.4 million of its population of 9.3 million people fully vaccinated. Still, with hospitalizations on the rise, almost exclusively with the Delta variant, the government offered the third shot and reinstated a mask mandate indoors. With the world a year and a half into the pandemic, the United States, India, and Brazil have suffered the most cases of COVID-19 and deaths from the virus by far, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States has reported more than 35.7 million cases and more than 616,000 deaths. Neither the United States nor any European country has yet authorized booster shots of the vaccine. Last week, the World Health Organization called for a moratorium on discussions of booster shots until more of the global population is vaccinated. People in France Monday now need to show a health pass showing full vaccination or a negative COVID test to enjoy usually routine activities such as sipping a coffee in a cafe or traveling on an intercity train. It's a plan championed by President Emmanuel Macron to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 infections and to encourage vaccination. The government is pressing ahead with the extension of an already existing health pass to cafes, restaurants, and intercity travel, despite angry protests over the pass. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge has allowed Norwegian Cruise Line to demand that passengers show written proof of coronavirus vaccination before they board a ship. This deals a major blow to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' effort to ban so-called vaccine passports. Florida is a major launch point for many cruise lines. In a preliminary ruling issued on Sunday, U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams in Miami said Norwegian would likely prevail on its argument that the vaccine passport ban jeopardizes public health and is an unconstitutional infringement on Norwegian's rights. DeSantis signed the passport ban into law in May. The U.S. Senate pushed a $1 trillion infrastructure package over two more procedural hurdles Sunday night, with a final vote on the measure expected Tuesday. The votes show solid support for the spending deal that would help repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges, expand broadband internet service, modernize rail and public transit systems, and replace dangerous lead pipe drinking water infrastructure. The legislation calls for the largest investment in decades toward U.S. physical infrastructure. The package is one of President Joe Biden's top legislative priorities, in part to show voters that the White House and Congress can agree on bipartisan efforts to benefit the country at a time when politically divided Washington lawmakers are stalemated on numerous other issues. India's National Investigation Agency said Sunday it conducted raids at nearly five dozen places linked to banned religious organization Jamaat-e-Islami, or JEL, in Jammu and Kashmir in an alleged terrorism funding case. The government accuses Jamaat-e-Islami of supporting militancy in Indian-controlled Kashmir, which is at the heart of decades of conflict with Muslim Pakistan. India's main counterterrorism arm said in a statement that members of the organization have collected funds domestically and abroad through donations for the charity. The NIA also said JEL had motivated impressionable youth in Kashmir and recruited new members in Jammu and Kashmir to participate in disruptive secessionist activities. And Nagasaki, Japan, is marking the 76th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of the city. In a speech at a memorial ceremony Monday, Nagasaki Mayor Tomohisa Tao urged Japan's government to take the lead in creating a nuclear-free zone in Northeast Asia rather than staying under U.S. protection. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.